I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What is your odd, abnormal, peculiar fear or phobia that you have that logically you're like, I shouldn't really have to worry about this, but it doesn't matter because my brain is not involved with logic anyway. We all have those things where you're like, this is dumb. It shouldn't bother me, but it does. Let's start with Craig. Craig joined us early by phone. Hi, Craig.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good, bud. Man. What is your odd fear?
So I'm 44, been driving for nearly 30 years, and driving on bridges does not bother me unless those bridges curve, and then it bothers me a lot.
Really?
Like you're going to just kind of like go straight when you should be turning?
Yes. I guess that's okay. I have no idea.
Is it mostly like interstate ramps and stuff where they're doing big exchanges? Is that where your biggest issues are?
I think that's where you mostly encounter them, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or in the mountains when you're going over.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a problem.
They're a little windy.
Oh, yeah.
That
one's not good.
Okay, so bridge over water, straight, you're fine. Little curve.
Straight, I'm fine.
Man.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Like, you can still do it, or you have to find your way around it?
I could still do it, but just approaching it, you know, the heart rate increases.
Yeah.
And I'm like gripping the wheel tightly. It just every time doesn't matter.
It's a white.
I could have done the same. I could do the same curve 50 times and it will still happen.
That's amazing. Craig, thank you. That's a white knuckle ride every time.
It's oddly specific, but everyone can relate because when you drive and on windier roads, especially ones on mountains and cliffs, where you have that little teeny edge of the road that you know at any point you make the wrong mistake, you could go over.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody has that fear when they're driving, but to just apply it to bridges, very specific. I like it.
I can relate to the idea that I'm going to somehow hit a slippery spot or whatever and skid, and then the retaining wall on the side is not high enough to keep me from tumbling over.
Yeah, I've seen enough dash cam footage of people drifting off the roads, hitting that little bump, and then going airborne for what seems like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And just going to the moon.
They never come
they
down.
Just never land.
This one of the original posts. Not anymore, but when I was younger, like preteen to early teens, I had a weird and irrational fear that I would be the first recorded case of asexual reproduction in humans because I read about it happening in an animal species that were incapable of reproducing asexually. I was like, well, how the bleep would I even begin to explain that to my parents? See that? Someone else wrote, this seems very similar. One of my irrational fears as a teenager, I was irrationally fearful that as a virgin, I was going to get impregnated for the next Jesus and my parents would never understand.
Wow.
And they said, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm sure Mary wasn't sitting around going, saying, hey, I hope I get knocked up by a ghost today.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, wasn't she a teenager? She's probably just trying to read some magazines and chill.
Yeah.
Probably.
Whatever kind of magazines they had on leaves in those
scrolls,
sexy, sexy Babylonia.
She just got teen Rome.
Yeah.
I put this on social media too at FBHW show. This one's oddly specific. The Michelle said, my specific fear is getting scalped in a mechanical room by getting close to an intake fan blade.
Mm.
That is oddly specific.
God. It is. That is very specific. And could happen.
It could.
Remember that go-kart story? Yeah, that's all I have to say. If you know the story.
It's happened a couple times on those. Yeah, somebody with long hair.
A woman with long hair went for go-karts at a normal go-kart track, like where everybody goes. They got caught in there. And
back in the, gears in the back wheel.
Yeah.
In the axle.
Mm-hmm. Ripped it all off.
Yeah.
Bald as hell.
Sally joins us. What is your irrational fear?
Very odd, but, oh my God, I can't even. People creasing their, creasing a piece of paper with their fingernails. Oh my God. I'll run.
So
it hurts. It hurts my nails for like a good 5 minutes, and just you don't even do it. Oh, I can't. And you threaten to do it, and I'll feel it, and I just can't.
Wow. What about if they just use their fingers? That's fine.
I mean, any kind of like creasing motion. Oh, I can't. Nope.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Is it because you think there's going to be like a paper cut or?
No, it actually physically hurts my nails.
Wow. Because I can kind of understand like the thought of the feeling of a paper cut for me is really, I don't know.
It feels
it's
like
really
somebody
intense.
Shoving bamboo up my nails.
That's
terrible.
Man.
Yeah, that's how it feels. And I just can't.
Well, if it literally feels like that, you might want to go to a doctor or something. You might have some sort of an efficiency.
You've got bamboo fingers.
That shouldn't hurt that much.
Sally?
Yeah, I know, right? But it's crazy.
Grease paper.
Sally, thank you.
Wow.
That's an excellent example of a very specific one.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
that one.
Yeah. Well, that's not, I mean, if it physically hurts her, that's not an irrational fear at that point.
No.
That's something that actually hurts. So, again, you should go to the doctor.
I really like this one. Victoria said, I got Botox once and for 6 months I couldn't raise my eyebrows. Totally normal. But it made me feel claustrophobic, like my upper head was trapped in concrete. So now I'm terrified of getting Botox again.
I can see that.
Wow.
Because, you can't. I have Botox in my forehead.
I'm terrified of getting my head stuck in a concrete mixer, but nope.
But to feel claustrophobic after that, that's really funny.
Yeah.
Oddly specific.
I have an irrational fear of getting trapped in something.
Mm-hmm.
Like
really?
Stuck. Yeah, it's claustrophobic.
What would be the worst thing to get stuck in?
Oh my gosh. Anything that where I just couldn't move my arms.
Oh yeah, that sounds awful.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate the idea of that. And I'm never anywhere where that would happen. I'm certainly not going to put myself in that position now. And it's crazy because when I was a kid, I loved climbing under, like squeezing under the bed or under the couch or whatever. And I never got stuck. But that's a huge fear now.
That wouldn't be great.
No.
Maitland, do you have one?
Yeah, similar to hot wings. I mean, we've been over before. I'm afraid of moths. But also getting stuck in a bounce house. I don't go in them.
Okay, that's way, that's a much better specific
I don't
thing.
Go in them because
I'm sorry
terrified.
That I'm laughing.
No.
It's just so, it's so
it's
specific.
Ridiculous and funny. But yes, in a bounce house, you fall. This actually happened to me when I was younger. I was in one of those ones that has kind of like a little obstacle course. It's got little noodles standing up.
Yep.
And I fell down in between all the noodles. And then all the kids wouldn't stop jumping and you can't get up.
Oh,
and then the noodles
stuck.
Were smacking me down. I'll never go in another one because I'm so scared of getting stuck in a damn bounce house.
Have
again.
You seen the videos of when the wind whips up and it lifts one of them up and it flies it like two miles away?
You can't pay me to get into a bounce house. I'll sit outside of it and I'll watch your kids have a good time.
What
but
if you were the only person in there?
I don't.
And it's one without noodles. It's just an open
I don't think
area.
I'd enjoy it. Because I'd be worried about it falling on me and then also getting trapped. But also where it's like, you know, when you're on an air mattress that's kind of losing air and you get kind of stuck. That's bounce houses all the time. They're never firm.
Yeah, you can't take a step in a bounce house.
No.
Like, you're not
that's
walking kind of, out of there.
Kind
you're,
of the point,
You're swimming over balls.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Scary.
Tommy, what is yours?
Oh, man, I have a horrible fear that I'm going to somehow drive my car into a body of water and be stuck in it while it's sinking. I have watched so many videos on the proper procedure to escape a sinking vehicle on the off chance that somehow I end up in that situation.
Do you have one of those little hammer seatbelt cutters?
Mm-hmm. It's funny because you guys make fun of my keychain. I purposely don't have it on here, but I do have a black window breaker so that I can get out if needed.
I don't know why I just picture Tommy driving at all times with a life jacket on just in case. Like 24/7, 365.
Oh, just get a convertible. Yeah. Just get a convertible, drive it, never put the top up.
Yeah. Drive and float.
Yeah, then your irrational fear can be flipping over.
Oh, good.
No roof.
Get one of those little roll bars like right behind your head. Just
you need a cage.
Just like F1 cars have. Uh-huh.
Great. Now I won't be in a convertible anytime soon. Thanks for watching.
You're welcome. Whenever I ride in a convertible, I'm always convinced that a rock is going to get kicked up on the interstate and then hit me right in the face.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
And then I had one hit the passenger seat one time, like a piece of gravel from like a gravel track. And I was like, see, I knew it. I knew it. It's just a matter of time until a rock goes through my eye.
Nice.
It would have to come at a crazy angle.
It would.
To get around the windshield.
But it hit the
maybe
seat
it goes
next
through
to me.
Maybe it just goes through the windshield.
Oh, that's the other one. You see those videos where like a pole falls off a truck and stabs a car?
Final Destination.
Yes. We all have that fear. Nobody drives behind those log trucks anymore.
No.
Or they shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Or any truck that's got rocks in it at all. I don't want to be near that
distance.
Thing.
This one, I thought I was the only one. But I'm not able to sleep if there's a mirror I could wake up and see into.
Mm-hmm.
You said that like, yeah, the relatable.
Yeah, I have two mirrors in my room. One's on like my closet door that I leave open. And then the other one's my vanity. And if they're facing each other too much, I'll move it so that they're not reflecting into each other because that opens portals for demons.
Oh,
don't. Yeah. Look too much into that one for me, please. But yeah, if the mirror is facing me, like the one on my closet door, I'll move it away because I won't be able to sleep.
The person that said the mirror said portals for demons.
Did they really?
Yeah. That's why I looked at you when you said that. I'm like, did you write this? What?
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard mirror is a demon portal.
Yeah.
I never really thought.
I certainly hadn't heard that it had to be two of them. This person said one.
Aren't all the demons summoned by like saying their names three times and spinning around in the dark in front of a mirror?
That's
I think
Bloody
you're thinking
Mary.
Of Beetlejuice.
Oh.
Yeah.
See?
I guess.
But Beetlejuice isn't in front of a mirror, but Bloody Mary's in front of a mirror, mm-hmm. right?
Or like so Hail Mary, I think.
Sandman. No. Candyman.
Candyman.
Yeah. See, I have a mirror positioned specifically near my bed so I can see myself when I wake up because then for a split second, I think I'm not alone.
Same hot wings. Same.
Child arrived just the other day. I know, different concept. Similar desolation.
Oh, this one's good. Jenny on Facebook said, I work retail and I have a fear of tripping and falling forward and skewering my eye with a peg hook.
That's very similar.
Yes.
We got one on the app that says I'm uncomfortable. There's one on the app that says I'm uncomfortable going down aisles that have metal rods that candy bags or other hanging products are sold because I thought I'd trip and stab my eyes on
them.
That's
relatable. That's really relatable. Any eye injury. Tripping, falling and like. Catching myself on my eye in any way. Awful. So
I remember
bad.
A story a long time ago where a guy fell off a roof. They were doing a roof on the back of a house. So it was one of those where the basement's exposed in the back. So it's like three stories down from the back. And on the way down, his left eyelid caught on a nail that hadn't been pounded in all the way.
Shut up.
And it stretched. And then at the last second, it went boing.
And it shot him back up.
No.
And he landed on the roof again.
No, he wishes it fell and then it broke his spine. And then his eyelid was torn in two.
He landed on the neighbor's house.
Yeah, it was awful. No, and just his eyelid.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. His feet touched softly to the ground right before the eyelid imploded.
Yeah.
This one, when I first moved to Montana, we were driving somewhere on the interstate, and a dude from Washington was pissed that we weren't going 100 miles an hour. So when he came around to my window, he pointed a pistol right at my face while he smiled. And I thought, this is it. Ever since then, anytime someone passes me, I think they're going to threaten to shoot me. That's not an irrational fear.
No.
It did.
That's like PTSD right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that person writing that caused a lot of other people to say, I have never had this happen to me, and I'm convinced everyone who passes is going to shoot me.
That's bad.
They said if they're ever next to a car that's driving the same speed, they think that that person is only driving the same speed next to them so they can ready their pistol.
Oh, well, anytime I'm walking and a car slows down in the least bit near me, I'm like, I'm getting kidnapped.
This is it.
I'm going, all right, well, at least I'm talkative. You know, hopefully they'll like me.
At least
hi, what are you doing? Hey, I like your car.
I thought this would happen.
How'd you get started in kidnapping?
Yeah. I can be swayed into joining your cult.
Three blocks later, the door swings open. Kelly gets pushed out.
Yeah, I talk my way out of it.
That's enough.
They made a mistake.
But not in the way they would teach you to talk, talk your way out of it.
Just naturally aggressive. They hate me. They pick the wrong person.
Want to be blood brothers?
Yeah, I need friends. Thank you so much for picking me up. I worked with this producer in Atlanta, and she was in a part of a relationship where they were starting to think about kids. And she started having this irrational fear that she'd get pregnant and give birth to kittens. And she would start having dreams about it. She said, she's like, I don't know why. I just feel like when I get pregnant, I'm going to birth a cat. And I was like, what do you mean? And then she started having dreams about it. It was very consuming. I don't think that relationship lasted, actually.
Yeah, did
no,
she
I don't
end
think
up
she has
having
kids.
A,
I think
a
it's,
cat?
Hello, pussy.
It's a very interesting thing. Very interesting person.
Oh, God. This one, Steve, this is bad. Ex-sister tripped. My ex's sister tripped, and the drill bit on the drill ended up under her eye through the eyelid.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got to, you know, you got to use those tools with caution. Just like scissors, you got to walk bit down, man.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. All those people with the fear of the little hook going in your eye. I fell and the peg hit my glasses and broke my glasses. Then I knew it was real. Not great.
No.
I like this one when, I lost it, but I remember what it says. When I pass that, I'll wake up and somebody will take off my VR glasses and you'll realize you were in a simulation the whole time.
That'd be kind of cool.
I know.
I mean, yeah.
But also, unless you find out your real life is
significantly crappier than the one you have.
Yeah.
Here.
What if it's way better? That'd be weird. Who plays a video game where life is worse? No, there's probably lots of them, actually.
I don't know. A lot of them. Yeah. I mean, is your life better when you play Red Dead Redemption?
No. No, that's a very good point.
Mine's not even better if I just play football.
Right?
This is this almost hurts me from here.
48 to nothing, and I'm sacked 16 times.
Yeah.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.